Lord, we thank you that you made a way, that you made a reality, that you have a purpose, that you have a distinct cause in our lives. And Lord, I just pray right now that you would make a way in our lives to hear you clearly in all that you do. Amen? Amen. You may be seated. And God's done some great things this past week. I want to touch base with you on just a couple of things, and we're coming right to altar. So don't panic if you think it's going to be a long service. Sometimes we need to have a service where we experience God and not just hear the teaching of God. We experience the things of God. I think He's done that today. You need to eat the bread. You need to taste the wine. You need to experience God. It's been a great week for me. It's been a week of losing. You have those some weeks. But you know what I've found, though? I've learned a long time ago that a lot of times you lose, you learn. And sometimes you can win and lose. And I had one of those weeks today. I had it in a day. I had it in a week. You know what? It's okay. Well, the Baptist voted down 2-1. That's fine. That's cool. Worked for me. You know why? I realized what we had to do. God spoke to us clearly and said, you know what? There's a group of us young pastors, and we knew which direction we had to go, and that was kind of a hallmark to say, hey, when do we got to do it? And God said, now. And we said, all right, Lord. Finished up a football season. Finished up a football season with some of you guys. Finished up some football careers for some of you guys. And I praise God because you finished well. That's bigger than winning a game. It's to finish well. Jack, one of our goals was to finish well. And you finished well, bro. And you're sitting in church this Sunday. Now you tell me what's more important. But you know what it brought it to? It brought me to a point that sometimes you need to be grateful for what you have. I was great. Wednesday morning, I woke up and I got grateful for you all. I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you. How many of y'all are married? How many of y'all have this sometimes? You know, now listen, Elizabeth's right here in front of me. I don't know if she'll be honest about this, but sometimes you're just married. How many of y'all have that going on? You're just married. I mean, you ain't leaving, you're married, ain't a lot going on, but you're married. You know, I'll ever have those spots. Am I talking to you? I want these young people to hear this. Marriage ain't like this all the time. Wow. Sometimes it's just like, married. Now have I communicated? Well, can I be honest? Hanging out in a church is sometimes a whole lot like being married. You know, sometimes we just go along doing church. And then there are moments that God wakes you up to, wow. I want you to know from your pastor's heart, Wednesday morning I woke up and I said, wow. And it flooded through me all 16 years at Hillview Heights Church. I remember Elizabeth and I walking in, and I had a mullet and she had mall hair. And we said, to the glory of God, big hair. You did have big hair, honey, there's no doubt. You were an 80s woman, honey, and a good-looking one at that. Yeah, how many of y'all were 80s women? Come on, you know. How many of y'all winged it out there for a while? Come on. Isn't that funny? That's not cool anymore. It's old. But you know what I got to thanking God for? I got to thanking for baptisms that I've seen. I saw healings that I've been a part of. I saw the glory of God that's mustering up in a place in Nashville Road among people who love Jesus that's going to go worldwide. And you know what? I said, God, I only got time to follow you. And I think as long as we're going to follow God, there are going to be some great things. So I had to tell you today, a Thanksgiving week, thank you for being you. Some of you young boys, thank you for being you. One day we're going to see men of God. We saw Zach, saw Sarah, saw Trenton just get baptized. What's God going to do with him? What's God going to do with Zeke? I mean, we got a baby already out of the box. What's he going to look like as a full-grown man? I want him to stand up with the same energy to the glory of God. Does that make sense? You know, to love God with everything that we got is what God requires. And that's where it's at. Let me give you this attitude. And I think it's really neat that we fall on this attitude as we come into Thanksgiving. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. They will be called the children of God. And I want to give you about three things, because guess what? We need to be peacemakers. Now, I think you could actually say peacemakers are this. They are also peace givers. And I'm not adding to the scripture there. I'm explaining it. A peacemaker is a peace giver. What did Jesus do? He came and he gave what? Peace. How many of y'all glad to know this? Without Jesus, I got to start here. Number one, without Jesus, there is no peace. Because you're not going to be forgiven. You're always going to be running around guilty. And if you run around guilty, you're always going to be what? Uncomfortable. How many of y'all got kids? How many of y'all know when they've done something? Why? Come on, we got to talk about this, guys. Y'all help each other out. Listen, if y'all want to go to a church where you just sit and stare, this isn't it. This is interactive church, okay? We're in this together. How many of y'all have had kids? Tony Rose, TR, you about done. You look good for going all through all them children you had, amen? Great job. You and your wife both. How did you know when those kids were, did they ever look guilty? They won't talk to you. How many of y'all love to pray when you know you've just done everything God told you not to do? How many of y'all do? Well, I'm going to pray later. Why? Because we know what? Well, we know, Pastor, we know we haven't been doing what God wants us to do, right? And we go like, well, Lord, I'm going to pray tomorrow, right? How many of y'all do that? Well, guess what? Here's what I want you to know. Quit being guilty. Your sins have been forgiven. You can't do it right till you get it forgiven. How many of y'all glad to know that Jesus is willing to forgive you? He's a peace giver. Forgiveness. Now, I'm going to check this out. Now listen, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. What happens at Thanksgiving? The family gets together. That ain't always peaceful. No, let's be honest. I know y'all would love me to have Hallmark Thanksgiving, you know, big old perfect turkey. Ain't never no perfect turkey. Something always happens to it. Cake falls. Chaos begins. And how many of y'all got an aunt or an uncle or some member of the family, they coming to just disturb the deal? How many of y'all, every family got one of those? How many of y'all are it? Okay, but you know, huh? Listen, I want you to have a peaceful holiday, and here's the way you get some peace. First of all, you've got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Write that down. Second, I want you to understand this. Peace is not a place with no conflict. Peace is not a place of no conflict. I know I just melted you baby boomers down because you all thought the age of Aquarius was a reality. The age of Aquarius comes from smoking massive amounts of a dope and your mind wandering in an hallucinogenic state. Right along with the magic balloon and the dragon, okay? This is not it. The age of Aquarius is never going to exist. There's not going to be a place in humanity where we all just hold hands and just live together as one happy family. That was the old Coca-Cola commercial at Christmas, remember? I wish I... Yeah, you remember that? It doesn't work like that. Peace is not a place nor a state of mind where there is no conflict. That's called death. Peace is, I can get through wherever I am. Thank you, Jesus. Now that's Jesus. Peace is the power to live well in the midst of dangerous times. Peace allows us to say, blessed be the name of the Lord when it doesn't go our way. That's power, amen? Now, here's what I found. There's two things that'll always take away my peace. First of all, the devil doesn't want us to have peace. How many of y'all have discovered that? The devil doesn't want you to be peaceful. He doesn't want you to be at peace. He doesn't want you to believe your sins are forgiven. How many of y'all ever question your salvation? Well, why do we do that? Because the devil wants us to be all anxious thinking, oh, I wonder if it really worked. Guess what? It really what? Now live in it. Make sense? God wants you to live in it. Now live in it. It really works. Absolutely. Number two is this. How many of y'all got people in your life like to take away your peace? Now listen, tomorrow, at the parking lot, day, I'm telling you, by the time we get to the parking lot, God is going to stand strong for you, but I guarantee you the devil has already arranged some people today to take away your peace from worship. How many of y'all notice that? You'll go somewhere today and somebody will try to tick you off. Listen, here's what I'm saying. Be a peace giver. Be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. They'll be called the sons of God. Go through it instead of get with it. Be a peace giver. You want to be a witness? You want to blow people away this holiday season? Relax at the mall. You will be weird as you can be. I mean, just walk around this holiday season. How you doing? Man, I'm free as I can be. I am totally relaxed. But what are you giving people for Christmas? Nothing. I ain't buying them nothing. I'm tired of the whole circus. I ain't getting nobody anything. I'm going to let them know you already got too much. Live out what you got. You know, if we all did that, we'd be happier at Christmas. You think you wouldn't have to go shopping? You ain't got to throw all that stuff away at the end of Christmas? You can watch football uninterrupted by all that paper rattling. Wow! Watch this. Relax this holiday season. I want you to do something. Embrace your families this week. They coming over. Yeah, you're going to have an aunt or an uncle or somebody in the family that disturbs. Well, guess what I'm going to ask you all to do? You bless. You out-bless their disturbance, and you'll bring peace. Hold on. Isn't that what Jesus did? Didn't Jesus out-bless the chaos of the devil? On the night that Jesus was betrayed, didn't Jesus make peace in spite of the devil taking him to death? So you got to watch these peacemakers, because these peacemakers have a weird kind of deal. They know that peace will bring on conflict, but the conflict will bring on peace. He said, what are you talking about, preacher? Doc, help me out. You took a couple anatomy physiology classes, right? I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove to every woman will know I'm telling you the truth. There is no life brought forth in this world without conflict. How many of you ladies carried a child? Now, how hallmark was that? Huh? No, let's be honest. How hallmark was that? I mean, we'll be telling the Christmas story. Mary was great with child, because we were embarrassed in the 50s to say pregnant. And she was great with child, so we can make it sound like a fairy tale instead of a reality. And I'm going to tell you what. Mary wanted to deliver Jesus by the time she got to Bethlehem. You ride on a donkey for about 2 days and you will want to drop that kid. True, moms? You're not sitting there with a halo over your head going, blessed be my womb. You start talking to God, God, get this out, even if it is yours. Bring peace. It's real. See, conflict brought. Good, now you're getting it. But it really wasn't that the conflict brought the peace, it's that the peace brought the conflict. Because let me tell you something. You will never have peace if you got to have it your way. You'll never have peace if you got to have it somebody else's way. I'm trying to help you for the holidays. But you will always have peace when you center yourself in Jesus' way. So really, blessed be a peacemaker is really a decision of whose way is going to win. Am I going to let my way win, my desires get up over the Lord's desires? Or am I going to allow somebody else's way to interfere with the way of Jesus? I say follow Him. His way's right, and He will bring what? Peace. And you got to know this to have peace. The truth will set you what? Free. How many of y'all want to be free? Then what do you got to embrace? Truth. Let me go over truth. Three of them that stand out, absolute truth. Number one, God loves every one of you, and He wants to forgive every one of you. That's a truth. Now, remember that. Even when Thanksgiving, you come in, here comes that cantankerous family member. God made that, and God loves them. He may not like them, but He loves them. Don't let them disturb the house. Bless them with the peace of what? God. God made everybody and wants to be with everybody. Number two, forgiveness is real. A lot of us, man, let's be honest, we don't have peace because we haven't forgiven people. Let's be real about it. We haven't forgiven people. People ask me Wednesday morning, they said, Ayers, are you mad? Are you angry? I said, no, there's nothing to be mad and angry about. I said, God's tired of mad and angry. God's way is, let's get on with blessing. Let's really do that, man. You know, Josh, you had to finish the season. That doesn't feel good, does it? Let's be honest, it doesn't. Everybody's asking me, I got a couple phone calls Thursday morning. Are you all right? I said, I'm still breathing. The house is okay. It was a ball game. Michigan knows now you can lose them. Rutgers. Cincinnati. It was the day of Ohio yesterday. And Jerry, if people from Ohio are getting blessed, God is moving in this country. It's okay. It's not about what happens in the moment. Listen, guys, embrace this. It's about what happens in the long haul. Peace be what? With you. That's what Jesus says. So let the peace of God be what? With you. In you. And through you. And around you. And I'll give you the last part. And unto somebody else. Isn't that what God's called us and the way God's called us to live? Let the peace of God be in you and through you and what? Unto somebody else. Y'all know what's coming. The holidays are coming and I'm going to ask you to embrace them. To embrace life. It's going to be new. Life's new. Life's always new. Embrace it. Christmases are new for me. I get underwear now. Let me tell you what. If you're getting underwear for Christmas, that's because you're old. That's a sign of old. Underwear and books. Because you remember as a kid, when you got underwear present, you got underwear, you know, get you some underoos. What did you do with that present at Christmas? You tossed it, man. That was an over-the-shoulder present. Me too, Bobby. Boom. I mean, that's standard equipment. Your mom and dad are just wrapping that stuff up to get one more on the list. That's all it is. That does not count. Don't even wrap it. Doesn't have batteries. You know, it doesn't do anything. It's just underwear. You know you're getting old. You know things have changed. When you get a nose hair trimmer and you're excited about it. Cage, this is bad. Cage, don't be looking at me like this. Cage, it's coming in your life sooner than you think. You'd be an old man running around talking about all the tackles you should have made with a nose hair trimmer in your hand, boy. I mean, that's how quick it happens. Crazy. But I am. Elizabeth, tell you the truth. Isn't it, Elizabeth? Elizabeth got me away from her. I was playing with my nose hair trimmer. I go, come here, honey. Let me show you this right here. Everybody was running away from me at Christmas. I didn't do it to my mother-in-law, though, because I knew I'd get hit and there wouldn't be peace in the house. But I was like, man, how life has changed. You know what I really realized? Christmas has totally changed for me because really now Christmas is real for me. It's not about the stuff you get. It's about the people you bless and you get to be around. And I just want to tell you guys, listen, that's good. You can cheer God on that one. But listen, I just want us to pray for the next, it'll be 30 days. Okay, remember we had Thanksgiving and then Christmas comes on 25th. I'm going to ask you all to do something. I know it's going to be really tough. I want you to chill out. And I want you to quit having Christmas spaz. I think it is an abomination. And I'm being very pointed here. I think it's absolutely sinister for those of us that follow Jesus Christ to have the holidays be a day of crisis instead of a day that honors what we believe. Okay? We are freaked out over the wrong stuff. Is that clear enough? Instead of being December being a time where we celebrate that our blessed Jesus was born unto us, and instead of Thanksgiving now being a time where we pause for a minute to truly give thanks in the most blessed nation on the face of the earth, we've used it as times to pile on even more things in our schedule and to go crazy on doing stuff. Guess what I want you to do this week in the name of Jesus? Be thankful. Wow. Parents, tell your children how much you love them. Tell them that you're proud of what they're doing. Children. Tell your parents that, you know, you're kind of glad for, like, you know, the $700 they spend a month running you to soccer practice on gas. So you don't even know that costs money. The car doesn't run on water. And even if it did, that'd cost you more than gas. Huh? Thank Him for being around. There needs to be some times in our journey when we pause with one another and our families and we really look at what's going on. And maybe that would keep us throughout the rest of the year losing focus. It's intended. Stop and be thankful this week. Be thankful. You'll find peace when you quit worrying about what you don't have. And you really start embracing what you do have. You better write that one down if you're taking notes. When I will embrace what I have. Because those of you that are followers of Jesus Christ, what do you have in here? Wow. Everything you need to live. Exactly right, girl. Everything you need to live well. So let's do it, amen? All right, I'm finished today. Did y'all get anything out of this today? Blessed are the peace givers. Go give peace. What a service today. Now here's the good news. Here's the good news. Good news. Good news. Nobody has to go to hell from here today. That's some really good news. I want you to know that Jesus is available to everybody today. He's not excluded anybody today. Isn't that great? You say, well, Pastor Ayers, you don't understand. I drink a lot of beer. You don't understand. I got a lot of forgiveness available. Well, Pastor Ayers, you don't understand. I mean, this is really bad. This is really good news. It's the biggest news of all news. You and I don't have to go to hell anymore. And I'm serious about that news. And I want to thank you, Hillview Heights Church, located in Bowling Green, Kentucky, sitting all over the place, that you're serious about that good news. And I want to thank you for that because you're real. I was around some stuff this week. Religion. I sat there and I looked and I said, man, if I had to be confined to religion, there's no way I'd still be a pastor. And I thought about the 10 buddies that I went to seminary with. There's two of us left standing. Two of us left standing. They quit pastoring. I don't blame them. I would have too. If I looked at my life and the extent of my life was to make sure that Emma May's flowers were in the right part of her Sunday school class, and that's what I did with almost 27 years of education, that would put me in a deep depression also. You see, it's not about religion. It's about a personal Jesus that loves you personally, that wants to get in your life directly, that wants to take away all your sin, absolutely, that wants to resurrect you to new possibilities, certainly, and a God that will never let go of you forever. That's a pretty good state of peace. Amen? And it's that real. So today, guess what? Nobody goes to hell from Hillview. Y'all be cool with that today? This is not a place to go to hell from. In fact, we've prayed this for 16 years. It would be difficult to go to hell from Bowling Green. You have to go to Nashville to do it. What do you think? You're going to hear about Jesus here. You're going to have to hear about Jesus here. Isn't that neat? You say, well, do those prayers really work? I can tell you story after story of persons that have pulled in from this interstate on a Sunday into this parking lot, heard about Jesus, got saved, and they go, we don't even know why we came here. And I laughed. I said, you know, that's probably going to sound a little hooey-dooey, but I said, we really do pray that God would draw people who need to hear His grace to this church, and it looks like you're one of them. And they go, we've never even heard about this place. He said, you're crazy. I said, I know I'm crazy. But I said, I'm crazy in a good direction. You're going to go to heaven because Jesus is coming in your life. Now, some people need to do that today. That's fine. That's great. Maybe you've never been baptized. I'm going to get serious about baptism. Why? Why? Here's what baptism is. Let me ask you ladies something. I can explain baptism. How many of y'all ladies, you okay with your husband not wearing his wedding band? Somebody give me an answer. Honey, speak up. Do you want me to run around without my wedding band? Honey, you got to give a more emphatic head shake than that. That's like, huh? No, why not? Because I'm married and you want people to know what? You want people to... Why do you want them to know that? And not a trick question. Because I am. Right. Same thing about baptism. What? I'm a believer. I am. You know what baptism says? I am. And I'm not scared to proclaim it. I am baptized in Christ. I am buried in my sins. I am resurrected to a new possibility. And it shows the world a great witness. I belong to Him. So see, people confuse me that say, I believe, but I don't want to have any obedience. I'm just saying that's a little confusing. I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I believe He's forgiven me all my sins, but I refuse to do the first thing He asked me to do. Now, does that make any sense?
One of the easier things.
Huh?
One of the easier things.
Now, let me clear up some confusion on baptism. I got some of y'all are confused about baptism. Some of y'all are waiting to get perfect before you're going to be baptized. I know you. That ain't never going to happen, so come on. I mean, you are. You tell me, well, I got to quit doing this and this and this before I get baptized. Maybe if you got baptized, it'd be easier to quit doing this and this and this and this, whatever the this and this and this and this is. What do you think? Finally, if I lined up and said, God, I'm going to do it your way, and I'll stand on it. Guess what? And I'm just going to be honest with you. My wedding band, guess what? It reminds me constantly. I'm married. It helps. If you're looking at your wedding band, you say, man, she's going to kill me if I, okay, think like that. All right, kill. Oh, amen. Guess what that baptism does, Bobby? Wait a minute, I've been baptized in the name of Jesus. I've been buried in Christ. I've been resurrected in Christ. I'm in new possibilities. I better start living like I have been baptized. Wow. All right, but let's stand. It's getting a little real, amen? It's okay to get real. Let's stand together. Y'all been great today. How many of y'all going to have a peacemaking week? Okay. Good. Now listen. Excuse me, brother. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, we preached on peace. Some of you all have embraced it. Guess what's going to happen? There are going to be some gnarly little critters trying to mess you up this week. You be blessed. Okay, now hold on. It's serious. Y'all lock up here and pay attention. This is not exit time. This is entering time. An invitation is not about exiting the church. It's about entering the kingdom of heaven. So listen, if you've never asked Jesus in your life, guess what you need to do today? This is a good way to start that prayer. Lord, I'm a sinner. How many of y'all have come that far along? How many of y'all know you've raised hell somewhere or another in your life? Is that plain enough? How many of y'all know that you've done absolutely what God asked you not to do at least one time? Okay, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go to hell if you don't meet Jesus. Everybody clear on that? Now, some of you are going, well, Pastor Ayers, I don't think God's right on that. Let me help you. God doesn't care what you think. You did not make God. He made you. Is everybody getting this in order? And God knew we messed up. And after we messed up, God was so absolutely loving that He came here in the name of Jesus, stretched out His arms, died so that our sin can be forgiven. Now He says this, anyone who confesses to me that they're a sinner and asks me to come into their lives, guess what Jesus is going to do? He's going to come into their lives and you will be absolutely forgiven. So you will be absolutely certified for heaven. So you will be absolutely living out a new life. And this is absolutely the truth. Wow. Absolutes. And so today, if you need that relationship, you come on. If you need to be baptized, you come on. But hold on, I'm going to open our altar for something else today. How many of y'all need to just come and give thanks? Man, I'm thankful for Hillview. I got to thinking about our church and I started laughing. What other church in America could you ride a Harley across the altar in? What other church in America will have use the Wizard of Oz to teach the church about its vision? What other church welcomes the world through its baptistry? And right now, as we're closing our service, the Russian church is starting theirs. In worship at Hillview now, because of the grace of God, starts on the Sabbath, which is the eve of Friday, with our Messianic Jewish brothers and sisters. And it goes on Saturday morning, and then on Sunday, and then on Sunday afternoon. What other church in America? I thank God for a unique group of people who have literally said this not with their mouths, but with their lives. We'll do whatever it takes to make sure the world knows that Jesus died and He rose again. And He's real. In Hillview, let me tell you what. You haven't just said that. And you haven't just written a check so that you'll feel good about mission. You've gone to those other countries and you've lived next to your next door neighbor and you've told them about Jesus. And guess what? I wish I could tell you that we could stop, but we can't. We got to tell some more. Amen. How many of y'all got friends that this Christmas, the greatest present you could give them is a relationship with Jesus? Here He is. Amen. You could do that. All right, well, listen, this altar's open. Let's pray. Lord, right now, You've got our attention. Thank You, Jesus, for having our attention. Lord, I pray right now for those that need to be saved, that they will ask You into their lives. They will ask You for forgiveness, and they'll receive You right now. Those that need to come and be baptized, that they will come and be honest about that baptism, and they'll confess You, Lord. Those that need to be healed, that they'll come forward right now, Lord, and they'll be healed. And Lord, those that need to come and just praise You with thanks, that they'll come and praise You with thanks. Lord, I pray against us today standing there and not making a move for You. I pray that we will have worship at the altar today and that You will do what You need to do. And God, we'll just be open to letting You have it Your way for once, God. Your way, without our opinions or our teachings, but in Your glory, You have Your way with us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, this altar is open. You come now and celebrate with God. Love God. Praise God. Be with God. You come right now and let Jesus change your life. Amen. The altars are open. They're open. Come and let Jesus touch you. Come and let Him love you. Come on, don't stand there today. Come and let God touch you in the name of Christ. Come on, you don't have to wait for singing. The angels are already singing. They're already wanting you. Keith will sing in a minute, but the angels are already singing. Come on. Look at this church. How many of y'all glad to know God's doing a good work? Are you supposed to be a part of it? Hey, don't be scared of what's going on right now. Yeah, people are coming being touched by God. How many of y'all need to be thankful today? How many of y'all need to be healed today? Oh, thank You, Jesus. How many of y'all need to get rid of those drugs today or that alcohol today? How many of y'all say, Lord, I don't want to be tempted like that today? What's the matter? You scared He'll really take care of it? He will. Come on. How many of y'all need to be baptized today? How many of y'all need to be saved today? Oh, thank You, Lord. I thank You for those steps in that balcony. I thank You for those new steps because people can walk down them and get saved. They don't have to go around a service anymore. Come on. Guys, y'all going to need to push these chairs back because God's going to do a great work. Right now, Jesus, we just thank You for everybody that's come up here. Lord, show them who You are. Lord, for those that need a blessing, give them a blessing. Those that need an anointing, give them an anointing. Those that need a certain truth today, God, I pray that certain truth into their lives. Those who need to be lifted up, just let them be lifted up right now. God, continue to work this altar right now. Continue in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Amen.